Good evening, Belfast. This is Live and Local, your program of concerts recorded as they happened in Waldo County, Maine. This time we're taking you to the St. Francis Church for the concert of the Penn Bay Singers, their annual Christmas concert, recorded December 10th, 2023. The choir is conducted by Steve Barrett, and the accompanist is Joni Mitchell.
I'd like to welcome you all to St. Francis of Assisi Church, St. Brendan the Navigator Parish. We've been having concerts here beyond the years that we can count, close up to the 50 years that we're celebrating tonight of the Penn Bay Singers. And we love it when everyone comes, and it really creates the opening to Advent for us. It looks like Advent doesn't begin until the Penn Bay Singers come to St. Francis. And tonight is an extremely special night because they are celebrating their 50th year of singing to our community. On behalf of everyone, and certainly on behalf of our parish, to Rick Dosti, who has conducted this group of beautiful singers for probably 40 years, but sang with them for the 50 years. So for about 50 years, he's becoming here in other churches in the area. It's just a wonderful legacy. So I would like to thank him. I want to thank you all, and I want to finish up with two things. Please turn off your cell phone if you have one, even if you think you did it. Check it to be sure. Secondly, we invite you all to come celebrate with us in the hall after the concert and have an opportunity to speak with all the singers. Thank you and happy Advent, everyone.
So much going on in the Christmas season, but it wouldn't be Christmas without all of you here to partake in the music with us. Thank you so much for sharing it. That piece was written in 1609 by Michael Praetorius, who I always thought was some Roman guy. He's not, he's a German guy. He was a composer and an organist. He was most famous for a hymn that most of us know called Lo, How a Rose E'er Blooming. It's one of my favorite hymns. We're not singing it. I didn't pick the music. We're not singing Lo, How a Rose E'er Blooming. But there will be a sneak appearance of Lo, How a Rose E'er Blooming a little later in the concert. Twice it will appear very quietly in the background. And anyone who raises their hand during either or both of those little sections will get a free ticket to next year's concert. The next song we're going to do is Sleep Holy Babe. This was, the lyrics for this were written in 1878 in England, in Oxford, by Edward Caswall. And he wrote it to be a hymn, and it was set to music as a hymn by several people. This setting that we're going to sing is not written then. It was written in 2014. It's a contemporary setting of this older piece. It has modern features in the harmonies that resonate with our ears today. We would hear, if they heard it back then, they'd have thrown us out. Well, you might anyway, I don't know, but depends on how well we sing it. But even in that contemporary setting, it maintains this feeling of an earlier time. It harkens back. So listen to that today and yesterday feeling that this arrangement has. It's really cool. Sleep Holy Babe. Is kind of a larger piece. It's a Magnificat in D by Paco Bell. And it's a big chunk of Latin. So if you're allergic to Latin, get up now. It's going to be a little, no, it's not that long, but it's a chunk of work. Paco Bell lived in the mid-1600s. He was a peak, right in the smack in the middle of, anybody happen to know what that era of music would be in the middle of the 1600s in Germany? The German period? No. That kind of goes, you know. Thank you. Oh, you saved the class. They were all going to have to stay after. It was going to be one of those Bueller things. Yes, the Baroque era. And the Baroque era ended with who? What composer ended the Baroque era? Mozart. No. Well, he began the next. Haydn began the next one. Bach, J.S. Bach. When Bach was done, Baroque was done. Everything that could be written in the Baroque style had been written, okay? We needed a new style. But Paco Bell was right smack in the middle of it. I remember being a kid, and Paco Bell obviously is known for? Paco Bell's Canon. Thank you. Oh, they got one. Oh, good. They're getting better. All right, they're just getting warmed up is what they are. They didn't know it was a quiz, did they? Yeah, Paco Bell's Canon. I remember being about 4 or 5 years old and going to a concert, and my dad said, "You're going to hear Paco Bell's Canon." So I said, "Tell me when it's coming." He said, "Well, this is Paco Bell's Canon coming along." I sat there like this, waiting for the thing to go off. It never did. So what's the deal? He didn't warn me about Tchaikovsky the next summer, and they played the 1812 on the Esplanade, and they got howitzers banging off at me. Ouch. So Paco Bell wrote this wonderful piece of Latin, and we love singing in Latin because there's something addictive about it. Once you kind of get the hang of it, and you get the hang of these Baroque pieces. There's a predictability about some of the stuff. It's all scale based. It's all based on scales and chords, outlines and stuff. So you can kind of hear the things coming, and they make sense after you practice them for hours and hours. So this one has grown on us quite a bit, which is good, because I think we know it. We'll find out. If you hear a wrong note, keep it to yourself.
Thank you.
England in 1789, a long time ago, it's been around. It was published as a piece of poetry. It was intended for music. It was included in a book called Songs of Innocence and Experience. It was set to music at the time, but there are no copies of the original left. How many of you are repositories of the music, sheet music of the world? People drop off music at your door because they know you play piano or an instrument or something, and when somebody passes away, their half room full of music ends up on your doorstep. You know that? Yeah, it's true. You can tell these people. You go by their house and it's coming out the window. And the thing is, music is, it's sheet music. You can't throw that away. Because nobody wants to be the person who threw away the last copy of William Blake's song. It's gone. We'll never hear it again because we don't know what it was. But it has been set to music by a number of other people. The one that we're going to sing now was written just in 1982. If you're noticing, there's a pattern of old lyrics and new music. There's crossover going on over time and space. Kind of keep that in the back of your mind. So 200 years after William Blake wrote this poem, John Taverner picked it up and read it. John Taverner was a composer, he was a British composer. He read the poem, and as he was reading the poem, the notes came into his head, and he wrote them down exactly as he heard them in his head in 15 minutes. At first reading, it was delivered to his brain, fully done. He referred to it as being as coming to him fully grown. I want you to listen in this for the same melodic figures being used repetitively, and also being used in one form, and then being used in mirror images. Maybe upside down, maybe backwards, and start putting this thing together. It's a very interesting little pattern. It's another case of this modern setting of an older piece of music, and it brings out some things in the older lyric that are both respectful of the older lyric and the older form that evoke that, but still bring a modern flavor to it. The Lamb.
Little lamb, who made thee? Dost thou know who made thee? Give thee life and with thee.
change it up a little bit now. The Virgin Mary Had a Baby Boy is a traditional West Indian Christmas song. It has strong musical influences from Spain and Portugal, from their musical traditions. If you think about Caribbean culture and what went on in the Caribbean, obviously it was in the time, it was a slave area where they grew a lot of sugar, cane, and other stuff. But it was a slave culture that was that things revolved around. So what countries were there? Spain was there, Portugal was there, I think the Dutch were there, the English were there, French were in and out of there. So there's at least five languages, at least two races, and many different tribes of people from Africa that were brought over to work. So it's this mixture, it's this stew. It's not a melting pot, it's a stew with chunks of stuff in it. From different nationalities, different races, different languages, music, religion, and all these stresses, all against this backdrop of slavery. So my question is, how does something that's so profoundly difficult and so profoundly painful end up giving us, sitting here in Searsport over 200 years later, something that resonates with part of us? It does. And when I was talking about this span of time and space that music does, it ties people together. Music is this connective tissue between all of us. My personal mission statement that I've evolved as a musician is to create joy through music. We hope that this piece brings you some joy in this special season.
From the glory,
he comes down.
He comes down.
Listening to the first part of the annual Christmas concert of the Penn Bay Singers, recorded December 10th, 2023 at St. Francis Church. The program is live and local, and we'll be back in a moment with more from this concert.